Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hope you all had a fun Thursday, all four games that took place. We have a little bit of action to recap there, but tons of news from Thursday before we get you ready for Friday's action on the diamond. September, folks, we are into September. Baseball at its finest. Rosters expand to 28 players on Friday the 1st. So that's part of the reason some of the news will take place today. Let's get caught up in all things news and notes. I mentioned on yesterday's show that George Kirby will be returning to the rotation for the Mariners this weekend. They initially said Saturday. Well, on Thursday, they finalized the rotation. The Mariners will go with Logan Gilbert on Friday, Luis Castillo on Saturday, George Kirby on Sunday. So Kirby's still pitching this weekend, but moved to Sunday. So adjust your lineups accordingly. Here we go. Claimed waiver season. They had to do it on the 72-hour mark, which was Thursday. Also to have them eligible for the postseason on the 1st. There's mainly two teams that did the damage. The state of Ohio had some fun. Cleveland Guardians, they claimed Lucas Giolito, Ronaldo Lopez, and Matt Moore off of waivers, designating Eric Haas and Peyton Battenfield for assignment to clear roster spots for those players. It made a lot of people question the whole system. We talked about reverse order to pick up waivers. The fact that you could grab as many players as you want doesn't seem right. We've talked about this in fantasy leagues, football, baseball, doesn't matter. This could be a change coming in the future where you get one and then you go to the back of the line type scenario. The Reds, they claimed Harrison Bader and Hunter Renfroe off of waivers. This has a little bit of a fantasy impact because the Cleveland ones didn't really. Giolito's going to be in the rotation. Bullpen's bullpen is what it is. Angels don't have a ton going for them, period. But with the Reds situation, Harrison Bader becomes a great defensive outfielder, could play every day, could be in a platoon. Hunter Renfroe likely platoons in the outfield, maybe plays a little DH, maybe a little first base. Jake Fraley's returning soon. Will Benson could be on the outskirts coming up here. Nick Martini could be on the skirts or at least losing time in a platoon situation. Nick Senzel and Stuart Fairchild are probably the big losers here as these two right-handed bats and Bader and Renfroe come to the team, which means Fairchild and Senzel could probably go bye-bye pretty soon. So keep an eye on all that situation. But consistent playing time, even TJ Friedl might become a platoon guy with Harrison Bader in center field. A lot of things could be taking place. Benson's bats slowed down a bit. Martini's playing well. Watch what they do this week, and they have four games. They have a doubleheader on Friday in Great American Small Park, and then Saturday and Sunday all against the Cubs. See how this plays out. I don't think Renfroe and Bader will be there on Friday. They could be, but something to monitor going forward. The Mariners, they did make a waiver claim themselves. They picked up Dominic Leone off waivers to add some more bullpen depth to the Mariners, something they continue to do as they're pushing for the postseason. Mike Clevinger did not get picked up by a team. He cleared waivers as he, quote-unquote, reportedly cost too much to add for the stretch run. He'll start this weekend for the Chicago White Sox. The Chicago Cubs, they are promoting veteran Shane Green. Yes, I had to mention this. He has not made a start in the big leagues since 2016, primarily a reliever, especially in the Detroit Tigers situation. For one season, was one of the best relievers in all of baseball. The 37-year-old will get the call from AAA to pitch in the doubleheader. And, man, what a way to come back to the bigs. Here's Great American Small Park, Shane. Enjoy. Mentioned there were some prospect call-ups coming this way. Here's one for you. The Cubs are promoting Alexander Canero from AAA, where he hit .273 with 9 home runs and 2 stolen bases. Numbers aren't as scary as you would think, but he's coming back from some horrible injuries. Once a top prospect in the Giants system, went to Chicago in the Chris Bryant trade, I believe. And he's coming back from just horrible ankle and shoulder injuries, like shattered his ankle. So the fact he's even playing is big. Kind of a surprise, as many of us thought Pete Crow Armstrong would be getting the call for the September push, but it looks like Canero is going to be the guy for now in Chicago. Don't see everyday playing time in his future, so we'll see how that pans out for fantasy. The Mets, we talked about yesterday, are calling up Ronnie Mauricio from AAA on Friday. They're also recalling Brett Beatty, the third baseman, who has yet to showcase the minor league prospect skills we've come to know from Mr. Beatty. The Red Sox, they're bringing Willie Abreu back from paternity list on Friday. David Hamilton will return to AAA, and they flat out said Willie Abreu and Rafaela will be everyday players, pretty much everyday players in the month of September. Abreu's shown a good stick since coming up from the bigs. I'm looking forward to that. And then Rafaela, you know, 20 home runs and 36 steals in AAA. Big time fan of what we're seeing there. Both are two of the, when we're talking prospects that have been recently called up, two of the more favorite targets of mine this week in Fab. The Brewers, they signed Josh Donaldson to a minor league deal. He'll report to AAA and try to get back to baseball shape. It doesn't hurt the Brewers. They're looking for depth as a postseason run. Throw him a AAA. If he hits good, you bring him up. If he doesn't, he goes home. So it's kind of a cheap win-win for the Brewers, all things considered. The Dodgers, they activated Shelby Miller from the IL on Thursday and sending Ryan Pepio back to AAA. I'm hoping we see Pepio back soon. He's supposed to start next week. He's been great since getting called up. He's made three appearances. Talked about him a few times on this show. He goes down, comes back. Usually you have to wait 10 days unless an injury takes place. Not sure if the September 1st thing changes that, but hopefully Pepio's up for a start next week. Yu Darvish, we mentioned he went on the IL recently with right elbow inflammation. It turns out Yu Darvish has a bone spur in his elbow. He received a cortisone shot and has been shut down for now. There's a little optimism that he'll pitch again this year, but for the most part, the Padres are saying if they are out of postseason contention, Yu Darvish has thrown his last pitch in 2023. The way I see it, the Padres are out of postseason contention. We will not see Yu Darvish the rest of 2023. The Angels, they're calling up prospect Kyren Paris from AA. He's hitting .255 with 14 homers and 44 stolen bases in AA. So tons of speed. We'll see what he can do here. They've had good success with Chenal and others getting called up. Can't hurt, all things considered, to call Paris up and see how things go. Baltimore Orioles are recalling Colton Cowser from AAA. Big-time prospect came up, didn't really do much in his debut, went back to AAA since he's been down there since August 16th. Hitting like .245, couple home runs, couple steals, nothing crazy. Striking out nearly 35% of the time. So I'm not overly excited for Cowser just yet. Nationals, they placed Mackenzie Gore on the bereavement list. So something to monitor. He'll probably be out for the weekend. Jorge Soler scratched once again on Thursday with his lingering hip injury. He is day to day. Big series in Washington for fantasy purposes for Soler. So hopefully he can come back. The Royals, they're promoting prospect Nick Lofton from AAA. He's a third base outfield type player, hitting .280 with 15 home runs and 7 stolen bases in AAA. I don't know where he's going to play every day, so I'm not overly excited for fantasy. Jays are recalling Spencer Horwitz, big time stick, .337 average, 10 homers, 9 stolen bases, known for his great contact skills, a little bit of pop, a little bit of speed. He could be a fun guy if playing time, if like Belt gets hurt or other situations. Otherwise, he's just going to be a platoon guy filling in it and from time to time in the DH spot, most likely. Walker Buehler of the Los Angeles Dodgers will begin a rehab assignment on Sunday. They're expecting him to throw 1 to 2 innings. He'll need a handful of rehab assignments. The Dodgers just want him back for the postseason, so they're not going to rush him back. They've already said Buehler, when he comes back, he will be a starter, not a long man, none of those things. So I'd imagine if he goes 1 to 2 innings on Sunday, we got at least 2 more rehab starts before we see Buehler with the Los Angeles Dodgers. More Dodgers news. J.D. Martinez is expected to play 1 to 2 games in a rehab assignment this weekend in AAA. If all goes well, Dodgers are expecting him back early next week, and they could use him because, you know, they're already scoring 1 million runs a game right now. Throw JD in the lineup, see how things continue to go. Crazy stuff. Dodgers are clicking at the right time. Underdog Fantasy, everybody. You want to make some money making picks on MLB games? Then you have to try Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. In Underdog's pick'em game, you pick your favorite baseball players, predict whether they go higher or lower on stats like strikeouts, hits, and more. Pick 2 to 5 players. Get all your picks right, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Be sure to sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, PITCHERLIST, all one word, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. So you have some bonus cash to start playing with. Little look ahead to Friday's lines. Again, 16 games, all things considered. These are the ones that stood out for now. There's going to be lots of ways to go. Randy Rosarena over 9 fantasy points. He is clicking on all cylinders right now, and the Rays get to face Cal Quantrill. So I think Randy Rosarena can get on, steal some bags, score some runs, over 9 fantasy points. Bobby Witt Jr. over 8 fantasy points. Another good spot there for Bobby Witt Jr. going up against James Paxton. Spencer Torkelson over 7.5 fantasy points as he takes on Tuki Toussaint. Davis Schneider over 1.5 total bases as he goes into Coors Field against Chris Flexen and company. And then Anthony Santander over 1.5 total bases going up against Zach Davies. So I'm liking the slate when it comes to Underdog Fantasy. That is Underdog Fantasy, underdogfantasy.com or Underdog Fantasy in the App Store. Sign up with promo code PitcherList, all one word. Get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Reminder, you must be at least 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog operates. 19 or over in Alabama, Nebraska, 21 and over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Terms do apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. And in Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789. Some hitting highlights from our 4 games on Thursday. Jake Berger, 1-for-4 with a home run, 2 runs scored, and an RBI. Berger has been outstanding. You know, early on, he might not help you in average, but tons of power. Well, in the month of August, he hit .323. Berger did with 7 doubles, 3 home runs, so not a ton of power, but a .323 average, 12 runs scored, and 12 RBIs. He's been very, very good this season. Tigers prospect Parker Meadows got called up recently, and he's been playing pretty darn well. On Thursday, Meadows went 1-for-4 with a double, a walk, and a stolen base. Since Meadows was called up on August 21st, he's hitting .294 with 4 extra base hits. One of those is a home run, 3 runs scored, and 6 RBIs. He's also tossed in 2 stolen bases. So good stuff with Parker Meadows. Anthony Volpe, another young player. He's had a very up-and-down season for the Yanks. Right now we're on the upside of things. Volpe went 2-for-4 with a home run, a double, a run scored, and 3 RBIs on Thursday. Volpe has hit safely in 5 of his last 6 games. And over those 6 games, Volpe's hitting .304 with 3 homers, 4 runs scored, 6 RBIs, and a stolen base. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Thursday. Matt Manning, 6 shutout innings, 2 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts versus the Yankees. Manning had 13 whiffs and a 33% CSW, which is pretty darn outstanding. And you really look into Manning's recent performances, and I was quite impressed. Over his last 4 starts, 23 2/3 innings, 1 earned run, 6 walks, and 10 strikeouts. So pretty good ratios, not a ton of Ks, but something to monitor with Matt Manning. Speaking of good ratios, not a lot of Ks, Braxton Garrett, 6 innings, 1 earned, 3 hits, 1 walk, and 1K. 1K over 6 innings for Braxton Garrett against the Nationals. Garrett had 1 whiff and a 22% CSW. Really weird stuff because Garrett's been a big-time strikeout guy this season. Got the blister issues, come back. He's pitched well, but no strikeouts. Garrett has allowed 3 earned runs or less over his last 7 starts with 25 Ks over 40 innings pitched. Garrett needs to get those strikeouts back in business. Clark Schmidt, talking about strikeouts back in business, they flipped roles. Schmidt was a ratio guy, limited strikeouts early on. That has changed. On Thursday, Schmidt went 4 2/3 innings, allowed 3 runs, 6 hits, 3 walks, and 7 strikeouts. He has 11 whiffs and a 36% CSW. That's outstanding stuff for Clark Schmidt. And over Schmidt's last 3 games, 17 innings pitched, 6 earned runs, but 20 strikeouts. Love to see it from Clark Schmidt. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Thursday. There's one. Raisel Iglesias got the only save of the night, his 27th save of the season. But 16 games on Friday. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on PitcherList.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, before we look forward to that big, big Friday slate of action, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. 14-game main slate for us on Friday, starting at 7.05 p.m. Eastern time. Lots of angles and bats, lots of angles and pitching. Go listen to my DFS show if you want the full rundown. But hitting Boston versus Jordan Lyles, Toronto versus Flexen and Coors, Tampa Bay versus Quantrill, Josh Lowe's 4K, kind of like that one a lot. And then Baltimore versus Davies. Keep riding those Baltimore bats, especially against a guy like Zach Davies. In Boston, I love the value on Willier Abreu and Rafaela. I talked about him earlier. I love them in DFS on Friday. Pitching side of things, Max Scherzer versus Minnesota is expensive. Great spot, Minnesota, near 29% K rate versus righties over the last month. Yuri Perez versus Washington. Just keep riding the Yuri train. And then Mitch Keller versus St. Louis. Keller has been sneaky good over the last month or so, especially in a strikeout department. So he could be a good one against St. Louis. Some things I'm looking forward to on Friday. Jordan Wicks, take two. He made great debut against Pittsburgh. 5 innings, 1 run, 9 strikeouts. Now he goes into Great American Small Park, going, I believe, opposite Graham Ashcraft in the doubleheader. The doubleheader pitching can change. Looks like he's going to be in game one against Graham Ashcraft. So that's a fun one for Jordan Wicks. Yuri Perez is on the mound in Washington. Anytime Yuri's on the mound, we're interested. And then a couple good matchups here. Zach Wheeler versus Freddie Peralta. Peralta has been amazing of late. Takes on one of the best offenses, the hottest offenses in baseball right now. And then Wheeler's just having a great season. So a fun matchup there, Wheeler versus Peralta. And then you got nightcap Max Fried versus Julio Urias. That should be a fun one as well. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. If you guys haven't done it yet, check out pitcherlist.com. You should have. A lot of great free content, written content, podcasts, and more. You're going to love it so much, you're going to want to join PL Plus and PL Pro. You get in the Discord, and you get even more content. You're not going to regret it. It's a great place, PL Plus, PL Pro, pitcherlist.com. But that'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys on Monday to recap Sunday and preview the week ahead on the diamond. Jake Crumpler will have you covered over the weekend like usual, and he will crush it. So enjoy that. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your holiday weekend. Again, I'll be back with you guys Monday. This was your First Pitch Podcast, Friday, September 1st edition. Hope you all have a great
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.